Well, it's back to Brexit on the front of the Irish Times and also the Times Ireland edition this morning. The headlines today: May suffers defeat in Brexit vote as Commons exerts power, and also Varadkar rejects veto for North on the backstop. This is after MPs have now given Theresa May less than a week to come up with an alternative plan if the House of Commons rejects her withdrawal deal next Tuesday. And in what's basically now an acceleration of the process that could see the Parliament take control of Brexit, British MPs backed an amendment that will oblige the British Prime Minister to return within three sitting days of a defeat with a motion outlining what she plans to do next. And the move will prevent Theresa May from seeking to keep her deal alive by running down the clock towards Britain's deal, of course, on the 29th of March of this year. And MPs will be able to propose alternative plans by tabling amendments to the motion that could open the way to a softer Brexit or a second referendum. And the vote, of course, which saw MPs back the amendment by 308 votes to 297 in the government's second defeat in Brexit just within actually 24 hours, followed by pretty heated exchanges about parliamentary procedure between Conservative MPs and also the Speaker of the House. And the Conservatives accused John Bercow as well of engaging in a procedural stitch-up by allowing MPs to amend a motion that the government believed to be also unamendable as well. To the Times Ireland edition, though, Leo Varadkar is warning Theresa May that the Irish government will not accept a storm and veto on the border backstop as her plan to ease the DUP concerns about the Brexit agreement was roundly rejected. And of course, there'll be lots to come on that story too, developing throughout the course of the day, which we'll bring to you throughout here on our news bulletins over the afternoon as well. To the actually just also another story in the front of the Times Ireland edition this morning as well. Their headline: third of counties unable to provide refuge for abuse victims. 10 counties in Ireland had no emergency accommodation available for women and children fleeing domestic abuse last year. It's according to details revealed on the front of the Times Ireland edition this morning. To the Irish Examiner next, just another headline today: terror finance unit only has two staff. The paper's security correspondent Cormac O'Keefe writing that a specialist Garda unit that was tasked with assessing intelligence on the finance of terrorism only has two staff members attached to it, and that's despite external calls on the state to try and boost its resources and more actively pursue prosecutions as well. Now, the terrorist financing intelligence unit receives around 800 suspicious transaction reports. These are with like potential links to international terrorism on average a year, and the unit sends about 85 reports or 95 reports each year to the Garda Security and Intelligence for investigation. This finance unit is tasked with examining referrals regarding financial transactions potentially relating to both domestic and international terrorism. And more on that story on the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. We're going to go to the Indo and all the Irish Independent and also the Daily Mirror next. Their headlines today, actually: three deaths spark health alert as meningitis spikes. That's the story in the front of both papers today. It's after three people have died from a killer form of meningitis in the last 2 weeks. And a spike in the cases of the lethal bug has seen 11 people fall ill actually over the Christmas and New Year period in Dublin specifically and other regions. And now health officials are warning of a steep rise in this particular meningitis and also septicemia over the festive season. They're warning parents to be alert for symptoms and to seek urgent medical help in the event of a young child or an adolescent falling ill. And more details on what to look out for as well, actually, in the Independent on that story today. Also, though, on the front of the Irish Independent this morning, the €137 billion divorce. Amazon boss splits from his wife. The world's richest man, Jeff Bezos, is divorcing his wife of 25 years, Mackenzie, in what could result actually in the biggest divorce settlement ever seen. He's estimated to be worth $137 billion, and he said that they will remain cherished friends. The couple lived in Washington State in the US, where unless there is a prenuptial agreement, a divorcing couple's assets are due to be split by around exactly 50-50, $137 billion. To the tabloids next, the Herald, the Star and the Sun all leading this morning with details of the man arrested in connection with the death of Elisabetha Prochaska in RD in County Louth earlier this week. He is due in court later this morning, so just very little we can say on that today, but lots of details in the front of the tabloids this morning. Just to sum, actually, and just finally, with regards to the tabloids, to the Irish Daily Mail this morning, their headline today, prosecute these car insurance scammers now. There's calls for tougher laws to punish fraudsters, costing us €50 extra on premiums. Car insurance cheats are hiking the high cost of cover for honest motorists by about €50 a day, and they're also, they must be prosecuted. The government has now been warned. The call to action comes as the firm Allianz revealed yesterday that it had challenged as many as 1,500 claimants in the courts last year, and almost 45% of cases it takes are potentially fraudulent. We'll have more coming up on that story with Vincent Wall on Breakfast Business at 6:30 this morning. Just to some of the other stories actually making the headlines as well today. The front of the Irish Times, cab investigators target major smuggler. Conor Lally, their security editor, reporting that detectives from the Criminal Assets Bureau are set to analyse documents and data on electronic devices that were seized during raids on 8 properties linked to a major smuggling gang in border counties, and it follows coordinated searches in counties Monaghan and Cavan yesterday. And lots of analysis on that particular piece actually. Page 3 of the Irish Times this morning. To the Times Ireland edition, another story just worth flagging today. Airport fined €600,000 for long delays at security. Dublin Airport was fined last year for making passengers wait too long to get through security. 4 breaches of the rule, which states that passengers must get through security checks in under 30 minutes, were punished by the Commission for Aviation Regulation, including a costly 8-second overrun, actually back in June. Just some of the other pieces too, just in the Daily Mirror this morning, page 16, a little bit lighter, big belly, tiny mind, that's the headline. Carrying extra body fat, especially around the waist, may be linked to brain shrinkage. Researchers have calculated obesity by measuring body mass index and waist to hip ratio of over 9,000 participants, and the findings of the study show that those with the higher ratios of both measures had actually the lowest brain volume. And the study looked at people with an average age of 55, of which 19% were obese, and researchers used MRI scans to determine brain volumes. Just finally for the moment, one other story worth flagging, it's in the Independent today. Limerick has become Ireland's breastfeeding friendly capital. It's part of a new campaign. It's the first of its kind here in Ireland. 73 Limerick businesses, including shops, restaurants, hotels, sports clubs, have all signed up for the campaign, and the City and County Council launched the We're Breastfeeding Friendly project with the HSE 3 months ago. The aim was to try and improve the health and well-being of breastfeeding mothers and babies, and the initiative is also expected to be rolled out in other counties over the coming months. Those are the stories making the headlines this Thursday morning. Still to come, as Enterprise Ireland yesterday warned, up to 25,000 jobs here could be affected by a hard Brexit. We'll be talking to the business minister to find out what the government's doing to help the most vulnerable companies.